I would say certainly not, but this is definitely a starting point. The United Nations Secretary General requested and the United Nations Security Council approved the phased deployment of the UNSMIL ceasefire monitoring component, which would require an initial maximum number of 60 monitors. The decision is to deploy them to Sirte once conditions permit. So for the time being, they will stay in Tripoli. And as you've said, they will work alongside monitors of the 5+5 JMC, which consists of members of the Libyan army, the former Operation Volcano of Rage, and from Khalifa Haftar's Libyan National Army. UN Security Council requested the 5+5 JMC to further develop their plans on a Libyan-led and Libyan-owned ceasefire monitoring mechanism, including some details about the deployment of the UNSMIL ceasefire monitoring component. But I need to say this Joint Military Commission for the time being did not make any significant progress so far after the signing of the ceasefire, other than a prison exchange. Not even the coastal road is opened, although they are discussing this since October. So without real significant international pressure, I'm sure that nothing will happen. But if those monitors are eventually deployed, the UN would have a foot in the door in Libya with regards to monitoring the ceasefire. And the UN Security Council requested the Secretary General to consult the Council again on any required increase of this maximum number of 60 monitors. So the way ahead to a positive development could be open.
The monitoring mechanism resolution also strongly urges states to support the October ceasefire agreement, including the withdrawal of all foreign forces and mercenaries from Libya without delay. Is that a realistic demand when the U.S. State Department has realized that there is a link between the Turkish and Russian military presence in Libya?
No, this is entirely unrealistic for the time being. State Department has really correctly realized that neither the Turks nor the Russians will depart if the other stays, and therefore they demanded both to get out immediately. There is no trust whatsoever that the other side will also withdraw if one side moves first. And this is where really efficient international ceasefire monitoring would come in. As for both the Emirates, who are probably financing the Russians, and the Turks with their ground-down economy, maintaining the troops in Libya is a quite costly adventure. So there is a chance that both could depart if this does not give the opportunity for the other side to prevail. And this makes it so important to get this ceasefire monitoring on the ground. Of course, for Turkey, it would be decisive to keep its special relationship with Libya as much as possible, even after its forces are gone. But I would say I doubt this would fully happen in the way that President Erdogan wants to see it.
But the Russian mercenaries are digging in.
Yes, they are digging in. This means they are in a defensive position. They should act as some kind of tripwire in the case that the Turkish-supported Operation Volcano of Rage would start an offensive towards the east. This doesn't mean that they would not be able to depart from Libya. Actually, the defensive lines that they are building and digging out, handing them over to mercenaries from various other countries, as it would be really a waste of efforts to take a Russian, quite costly mercenary and put him in the middle of nowhere into a foxhole in the Sahara Desert.